There has been a large amount of research carried out into the methods of action of functional appliances. Most of these studies have been carried out on a retrospective basis and are therefore subject to selection bias, which results in the true effects of treatment being somewhat exaggerated. However, little is known about the effects of fixed functional appliances and really as to whether the bite jumping mechanism has the capacity of stimulating greater mandibular growth and forward displacement of the mandible. This new paper, published in Orthodontics and Craniofacial Research, attempted to shed some light on this question. It was called Three-Dimensional Skeletal Mandibular Changes Associated with Herbst Appliance Treatment, and the lead author was Dr. Suki. This was a retrospective study in which the authors aimed to compare the mandibular skeletal changes in Class 2 patients treated with a Herbst appliance versus orthopedically untreated Class 2 controls using a 3D virtual modelling protocol. All patients had been treated in one clinic and they had had routine pre-treatment and post-treatment cone beam CTs acquired for the purposes of diagnosis and treatment planning. The main inclusion criteria were that the patients had a Class 2 Division 1 malocclusion characterized by a full Class 2 molar relationship. They took 25 patients who had received one-step mandibular activation with a cantilever Herbst and compared these with 25 patients in a comparison group. The patients in this group had the need for other dental treatments or an orthodontic leveling and alignment of teeth without an orthopedic phase. They found that the two groups were matched for gender, the stage of dental development, and the stage of skeletal maturation. When they'd analysed the cone beam CT images, they found that there was greater three-dimensional growth in the Herbst group at the condyle. This was in the region of 3.5 millimetres superiorly and 2 millimetres posteriorly. And they concluded overall that there was a significant mandibular forward displacement in the Herbst appliance group. I thought that this was an interesting paper. However, we do need to remember that this was a retrospective study and there is a tendency for the data to over-exaggerate the effects of treatment. This is because of selection bias and that the allocation of treatment was not random. One of my other concerns was that they presented a large amount of data and subjected this data to multiple comparisons in the form of simple univariate statistics. There is a risk that in carrying out this type of analysis that there is a tendency to find false positive results which could have occurred simply by chance. They did not take this into account within their statistical analysis plan. However, the superimposed colour mapping that they carried out did provide us with some useful information and may certainly act as a pointer for further research. My overall feeling is that this study doesn't really provide us with useful information that should influence our clinical practice because of the flaws in the study design and the statistical analysis. However, it does provide us with some information that may be used to plan future studies in this area.